John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, he will be at Punchline Philadelphia tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday. With one show tonight and tomorrow, and then two on Saturday. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Joining us once again, well, I'm saying once again like he's been here on a regular basis.
Yeah, right.
Last time he was here was 2013. Yeah. Did we say something? Mo Mandel is here.
Thank you. You should know, spiritually, I've never left.
That's nice.
I have been here every morning with my chakras with you guys. Right. So, yeah.
So what? You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning out in L.A. to make sure that you're listening?
Again, spiritually, I get up. You know, I would say physically, I'm very much asleep. Yeah. No, it is nice to be back. I recognize your mustache.
Thank you.
So you're still rocking that look.
Yeah. That's, well, it's been there since 67. No sense in changing it now.
No sense in taking it out now. What if you took it off, though, and your life changed in amazing ways?
Right.
Okay, wow. is there any reality where you cut off the handlebar mustache and all of a sudden you're like, you can slam dunk, or you always know the lottery numbers,
right.
You know, you get an extra inch down there. Like, what if that mustache, which you have stuck with, has been keeping you back all these years?
You know, I never thought of it that way. For the lottery, yeah, not a problem. I mean, for a number of things, that inch,
I mean, at a certain point.
This is like a crappy take.
At this age, it's like,
when you're talking with 9 inches, you can spare one. Am I right? Fellas, high fives all around. Huh? Some of the ladies, high fives. Nothing.
Speaking of down there. Now, yeah. Let me get this straight. We saw a picture of you and some woman in a podcast you're doing, and this woman is your girlfriend, and your girlfriend is a urologist.
Yeah.
Right? And
that's not how we met, by the way. I want to make that clear.
Okay.
Just so people know.
All right. And she's smoking hot.
Very good looking, yeah.
I thought I backtracked in my search history.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, off hours.
Sexy doctor, eh? I've seen that video.
Yeah.
So exactly. I do this podcast with my girlfriend, Dr. Ashley Winter. It's called The Full Release, and it's like Loveline, although I'm gonna have to murder her because she was on Dr. Drew's podcast yesterday, and this is how she plugged me. Yeah, I do a podcast with my boyfriend who's a comedian. Great plug. Wow, now all we have to do is Google boyfriend comedian podcast. It's wonderfully done, babe. Great work on sharing that Dr. Drew's fan base with me. Yeah.
So where are you originally from? Because you live in L.A.
Yeah, I live in Northern. I was from Northern California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a real Californian.
Boonville, California is the town. Boonville.
Yeah. Is it still there?
It's still, yeah. It was wiped out in the meth fire of 86. No. It's still there. Actually, my parents still live in the house I was born in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Now, you were born at home?
Home birth. Yeah,
okay.
No doctor. Came out of my own. Because
I
don't take any orders. You know, I decide when I do things. But actually, there really wasn't a doctor because we grew up on this teeny little dirt road and they were always getting like flooded out or whatever. And the doctor, whatever, that day couldn't get there. So we had I think it's called a doula, like a midwife.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But I love the way Dave's shaking his head. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I live in Quakertown. We know all about this stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Backwards.
Is that a Quaker thing?
No, it's big time.
I have a great Quaker story. This is once I was doing some gig out in Lancaster.
Okay.
And I got a flat tire, and the guy comes in, you know, whatever, it's a rental car, so I'm like, I'm not changing this myself, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I got somebody to come change it. This guy comes out there, and he's saying all these, like, very racist things about Quakers, like, just really going on and on and on. And I don't know anything about Quakers, because I'm from, you know, how would I know who a Quaker is, really? So I'm just sort of, like, not saying anything, just sort of like, all right, I'm going to let this kind of racist guy do his Quaker rant. And then his big closer is, yeah, they're even worse than the Jews. I was like, dude, you're holding my ID. Like, you should clock the name.
Your name's like, very inconspicuous.
Yeah, Mo Mandel. Clock the name, dude. And it was like a perfect example of like that old thing where like they came for them and I said nothing. They came for them and I said nothing. And then they came for me. I was like, oh, that's real. Okay. They came to change my tire and I said nothing because I wanted to get to Perkins and get it.
Weren't you engaged the last time you were here?
No, I was never engaged. I've never been engaged.
You've never been engaged?
No. See, that's that mustache getting at you. You know? You're probably right. I was that's so funny. I was probably saying I was going to be because 2013, that was right when I was 4 years into another relationship. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
then I realized I need someone to get me some Viagra. Yeah. So I upgraded to a urologist. Now, yeah, I had a girlfriend for 4.5 years, and then we broke up, and I was single for 3 years, just hardcore doing the apps and the Zoloft, and that comes with them. And yeah, then I met this. I never would have thought I would date someone like who has like a real job, you know. Or more, I should say, I never thought someone with that kind of a job would date me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because like, if you go to medical school for 48 years, why are you like, I need to find myself someone who does comedy at 1 a.m. and eats chicken wings because they're free in the club. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a weird, terrible decision on her part. But I mean, you know, at this point, you know, things seem to be working, so she may be stuck with me.
Now, Steve told me that you're a gamer.
I do some video games, yeah.
All right, well, that probably has to be with you because you're on the road.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah, yeah.
All right, so what's
and
your
I'm
game
like, God forbid I accomplish things.
Do you have a game of choice?
I mean, I've always liked, like, my old school favorite game is Gears of War. You know,
oh, wow.
People know that. I'm going back a little bit. And then the new Red Dead Redemption, I'm digging that.
Are you online gaming?
No, I pretty much just play by myself.
Just by yourself?
Yeah,
now.
I'm an antisocial guy.
All right.
Although I have so many friends who tell me to do it. I don't know why. I just haven't really, like, I don't know.
Well, the time of day, I mean, more than likely, it's what you're doing to kill time. That's what comics do all the time. You know, they get to a city, don't really know about it. It's in a room and I have to watch television or game. Right, if you're online gaming, you're just going to run into little kids.
Right, well, that's exactly like, and I do a bit about that, where like you meet little kids and they just trash you, and then you're just like getting like, you're losing a trash-talking battle to like an 8-year-old, you know, like, because I had this kid who was,
you stink.
Yeah, well, like, they're even meaner than that. They're like, I had this kid who was just like, trash me, and I was like, dude, where's your mom? And he goes, dude, where's your wife? I was like, dude, I just crushed my soul. Like, that's like a certain kind of immaturity when you're losing a video game to a kid and then also losing an argument with a kid. You know? You're like, I just became an uncle too, and so I'm like a little untrustworthy of this baby because through video games I do know how mean kids can be. So he's probably got like 3 months until he's a real prick.
Mo Mandel is our guest, and he will be appearing at Punchline Philly. There's one show tonight at 8 o'clock, one tomorrow at 7:30. Is the late show already sold out? Is that what's going on? Is there only one show tomorrow? Oh, it's only one? Wow, okay. All right, well, you get in early.
I have to go around and get cheesesteaks.
Okay, that's it. You know,
Isn't it annoying that everyone who comes to Philly is like, Rocky and cheesesteaks, huh? That's what you guys do here. I get it.
Most of the city would agree with that, too, though.
Yeah.
I will say there's like 400 cheesesteak restaurants around my hotel.
I was like, oh, really?
Is this necessary, huh?
Embrace them.
Yeah, I mean, we embrace the cheesecake, we embrace the pretzel, and we embrace Rocky. What got me was is one of our newspapers, the Daily News here in Philadelphia, they said, you know, they had a magazine section, right? And they decided to call the section, Yo.
That nice. With an exclamation point, like Jeb's campaign.
Right. Yo. And I'm like, yeah, that really proves our intelligence right there.
Well, I love when it was that you guys had John Kruk and Pete Incaviglia.
Hell
and like
yeah.
That old school Phillies team where it was like, you couldn't, I mean, I love that team.
But beer
like,
and dingers.
Yeah, you could not have like a less classy bunch of delegates for your city than these like just chew.
And such great shape.
Too. Oh, they're all just like, what? These guys aren't just like local. Cool guys working at like a Jiffy Lube. These guys are athletes. Oh, that was my favorite team. Was it Pete Incaviglia, John Kruk, Mitch Williams,
Nails,
who's what? He's serving like 40 years in jail now.
Wild Thing.
Like that. Yeah, Wild Thing.
Hell yeah,
they were great, dude. They're the current GOP ticket, right? Aren't they?
Wait for it.
Mo Mandel, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Punchline Philly. Get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much for
Thanks
coming
for having
in,
me back. I'll see you in 8 years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.